Just after the hurricane struck, we talked with evacuee Anna Solis. She and her family had fled their home in Marrero, Louisiana, a suburb of New Orleans. They had taken refuge at a Red Cross shelter in Shreveport, and we've called her today to check up on how her family is doing. And Ms. Solis, where have we reached you today?
I'm in Alexandria today, but we ended up in Bentley, Louisiana, because a pastor from one of the churches had let us use his house, and that's where we're staying right now.
And that's in the center of the state. I'm looking at a map now.
Right.
And what are you doing in Alexandria?
Well, I got a job. I'm working.
You got a job?
Thank God. It was a miracle. I think God has played everything in a miracle for us recently, so it's been great.
What kind of job is it?
I'm associate director of human resources for a construction company here in Alexandria.
Oh, that's great. Now, how did you get that job?
It was funny because I went to the unemployment office to file for unemployment, and they were having a job fair. And I said, oh, they had job postings there. I'm like, I don't want to work in construction. And I just by chance went and asked, and they had human resources position available, and they hired me.
What's your husband doing?
He was a manager at Walgreens. They transferred him immediately over here. We hadn't even moved into the house, and he was already working.
And your family is still all together?
All of us are all together, plus Benjamin, the baby.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that baby. We had talked about him in both of our previous conversations. This is your grandson.
My grandson.
He was 9 days old when the hurricane hit, and he had been born 4 weeks prematurely.
Early.
And you were worried about him. You thought he had a bit of jaundice. How's he doing?
He did have jaundice, and when we left Alexander, he still was with jaundice. But since then, we came to Bentley. We had him checked. They had a nurse come to the house, and they checked him, and he's doing fine.
He's doing fine. Well, that's great news. You had also been concerned about the sister of your daughter's husband. They had stayed behind
they
in New Orleans.
They found her.
They found her.
They found her in Houston. She was in Houston. She ended up having to get evacuated off of her house, actually, because her house flooded. They found her in Houston.
Have you tried to get aid from FEMA? Have you been having any luck getting what you need through the aid agencies?
I had filled out my application via phone when I was still in the Red Cross shelter, and I think they're quick about it because they deposited the $2,000 into my account already.
So that money's already been posted?
It's been put into my account right away, yeah. I mean, it's already in there. I know people that haven't received it yet, but it's because they filled out their applications later.
Mm-hmm. Well, all good news, it sounds like. You have a job, the baby's okay, and your family's okay.
Thank God, yes. And we're planning, I think, on moving up here.
Is that right?
Yes. I'm thinking seriously of selling my house and staying here because apparently this is where we were. The wind blew us and brought us, and everything has just fallen right into place.
So you see no need to go back?
Well, I'm not no need, but I'm scared really to go back. I'm not too confident, even though my house, to tell you honestly, didn't have any damage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to take that risk anymore with the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Solis, it's good to talk with you again. I'm glad everything worked out okay.
I thank you so much for calling me.
Hurricane evacuee Anna Solis, who left Marrero, Louisiana with her family, she talked with us during her lunch break on her first day of work in Alexandria, Louisiana.